We're at the Accessible Gaming Symposium in Dundee. It's day two, and joining me now is James Adams, director of RNIB Scotland. James, how do you feel being here today in Dundee? It's quite a special day. It's a first of its kind symposium.
It's really very exciting. I remember back when Dundee started to develop a reputation for sort of designing computer games right in the early days, and it's absolutely brilliant to be here almost 20 years later with RNIB being involved with working with the various different groups and people and academics who do sort of drive this industry forward.
What do you think accessible gaming means for RNIB at the moment?
It's so very important. I mean, RNIB believes that design should be for everyone, but the only way to make that happen is to actually sit down, have positive conversations with people who do design things and they do make things. And here in Dundee today and yesterday, we've been looking at how blind and partsighted people can work with the academics, with the lecturers and the students at Abbotay University, also together with companies that design the games here in Dundee, just to give them ideas and information about how they could design things so that people with sight loss can take a full part.
And it's a really lovely collaboration, and I would say collaboration is one of the best ways to bring us towards a more accessible gaming future.
It's exactly the right recipe that you need to drive sort of accessible innovation forward. Having the lived experience of blind and partsighted gamers, also with students who are very, very keen to learn and to sort of build new things into their learning, and also to influence and work with the lecturers and academics, because they've got a big part to play in this. And of course, incredibly important are the computer game designers and companies themselves. The fact that we're all in the room together, sharing experiences, talking to each other, really bodes well for the future.
Well, James Adams, director of RNIB Scotland, thank you so much for speaking to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.